Okay, so we're finally recording.
Finally.
After
so many attempts.
We made it. This is the frustrating part of the work that people don't see.
Mm-hmm. People assume it's just, you know, everybody just sits in front of a mic and starts talking. There's technical know-how that goes into it.
And unfortunately, I do not know how, so we're learning as we go on. Oh my god. But here we are, 2 days later.
We made it. This has been been back and forth for a minute. You literally changed countries.
Multiple times, actually. Every one of us traveled. We couldn't do episode one. But anyway, are you ready to get into episode
Let's
two
of Sympathizer? Let's get into it, yeah. One and two, the whole thing is it.
Hello and welcome back to the Popcorn for Dinner podcast. And welcome to 1970s LA by way of 1970s Vietnam. I'm Bakwane Mokwede. And today we are going to finally discussing the second episode of the HBO limited series, The Sympathizer.
Finally.
And guys, please be ready to welcome her because joining me on this counterintelligence mission. No, I don't think she'll be having this squid. It's Tamara.
Hi.
Hello, Tamara. Welcome to the podcast.
So happy you brought this squid up. Anyway, we'll get there. But can I just say I'm a big fan, by the way. This is like, this whole thing is very cool to me. So I hail you, sir.
Oh, like, I mean, okay, but like, we've been speaking for like weeks and you've never mentioned that. So thank you.
Surprise.
I don't like getting compliments live on air. It's very disarming. Yes.
But that's the thing. I knew if I just told you, you'd be like, oh, whatever. I was like, let me do it outside so you know.
Thank you very much. Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. First time on.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Talk about TV.
Let's get into it.
Peek behind the curtain, a regular guest on the podcast, more than a guest at this point. I was like, TM2, I'm doing Sympathizer. Do you have ideas? And he just, like I said, he just threw you up. First, second. So, I guess you
Shout
are like
TMT.
A TV addict like the rest of us. Shout out TMT.
I am.
Well, our other blood brother, Kachi, can't make today, but he'll be here for the rest of the season, 3 to 7. This is 7-episode season. So, yeah, we're going to talk about mostly episode 2, but I guess we'll touch on episode 1 as well because we missed it last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. For anyone new to the podcast, maybe you came because you're friends with Tamara. Thank you. Please stay, even after she leaves. But please rate and review on whatever platform you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You always see the option to give the ratings is right there. On the feed, we are currently covering Sugar, which is on Apple TV Plus, which is really good. Speaking of TMT, Bukana are doing
you
that.
You guys are tempting me to watch it. I had no intention of watching it, but now I'm like,
why?
Should I?
Why did you not want to watch it?
It was giving TV version of Wanted. I was like, okay, but like, it's not your daughter. You're paid to. I'm like, okay. But then I'll see. I'm very tired of man in suits is able to do, has a unique set of skills. Like, okay.
That's fair. But his set of skills is being a nice person. He's really nice. John Sugar, Colin Farrell's character.
That's his skill. That is his sweetheart.
Would you rather? Okay, I thought you were tired of men having Liam Neeson skills. Which one do you want? He's also a very good private detective.
Okay, fine. Like I said, you guys are making me want to watch it, so we'll see.
Honestly, if I need to just watch it to listen to our episodes, because we've done 2 episodes so far, and I don't even think they are good podcasts. I might delete them after because it's just chaos up and down. It's ridiculous. The one that came out last week just had people singing. We were talking about Udubudu and Zendaya, and I think.
How did you get there? Anyway, I'll listen.
Yeah.
Now I'm intrigued.
So yeah, please check that out. Also, if you consumed all of Ripley on Netflix, we have 2 episodes covering that. Aisha and her cousin covered Ripley. That's the new adaptation of the Patricia Highsmith novel.
Mm-hmm.
Also, 3 Body Problem, 1 episode covering the season. Ibuka and TMT did that. Invincible, we covered the entire season, both parts. If you want to go as far back as Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which was a very surprisingly fun watch. We did that. TMT
fantastic
and I did that.
Fantastic watch.
Yeah. TMT and I did that beginning of the season, beginning of the year. So check that out. Again, like I said, if you're new, we usually do recommendations. Beginning of the year, we did our my top 10 of last year. We did our top 5 TV episodes of last year.
You guys covered the Oscars as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We covered the Oscars. We did our usual live reaction. We covered a bunch of the movies. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, so I guess you are actually a listener. Thank you very much. yeah. And also, I mean, if you watch what I think is right now the best show on TV, The Bear, Chinasan Kam and I covered season 2.
Definitely the best.
Yeah. So,
definitely the best.
We had a very good conversation about creativity and believing in yourself and self doubt and all of that about The Bear season 2. So, that was also on the feed. Before we go, I'll ask Kachi this next week when he's on, but before we go into the show itself,
okay,
do you have any like knowledge about this, the material, either the book or even like the larger war in Vietnam?
No, apart from honestly, when you vaguely hear about the war, Vietnamese war, mm-hmm. but I didn't really study it, we never really went into it. I just knew America came, got involved. Messed
up, was like
bounced.
A 30-year war. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's all I knew. Never heard of the book before.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I wasn't even that interested until I saw A24 was part of it. And I'm okay. Like, big fan of that studio. Big fan of everything they do. Thought they were infallible till I saw Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And I'm like, okay. So,
not the Bodies, Bodies, Bodies straight.
I hate Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. It's not a bad film, but I was just like, this is not on brand with what people have been doing here. So,
wow.
But I was intrigued because of them. So, but yeah. And now I'm tempted to read the book. Just yeah. So
well, after
like
the show.
Like, spoiler. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a HBO show. So, like, I would always give a show a chance. What if it's HBO? But yeah, it was HBO. It was Downey coming back to TV. It was director Park Chan-wook, who. I'll talk about him in a second, but yeah, I was like, okay, I'm always going to give a HBO show a chance, and this one...
I would have said that 3 years ago, but now, all these studios are running mad.
Well, you know what, people
COVID
are... Yeah,
confusion.
It's a weird time in TV right now. There's COVID, there's the results of the strikes. There's like, I think we're just now feeling the effects of the COVID backlog. Like, before people already had the shows ready to go, now it's like, oh... But yeah, and then obviously because of that, you're
and then it's gonna get worse after the strike. Like, God knows what we're gonna see by the end of the year.
But there will always be a show that like surprises you that you're not looking out for.
Yeah,
and then like when The Bear first came, nobody expected it to be. Nobody knew about it, and it comes out and it's like the best thing of the year. So yeah, I'm always excited about TV. Okay, so The Sympathizer. This is starring Hua Shunde, Robert Downey Jr., and Sandra Oh. It is created. And I think all episodes are written by the team of Park Chan-wook and Don McKellar. Episode 1 is titled Death Wish, written by Park Chan-wook and Don McKellar. Episode 2 is titled Good Little Asian, written by Park Chan-wook, Don McKellar, and Naomi Lizuka. Both episodes are directed by Park Chan-wook. So,
I actually didn't know he wrote it as well. That man is a Park Chan-wook guy. So, he scarred me years ago. So,
well, old boy.
Old boy.
Still
old boy seen, would never leave my mind.
I still haven't seen it, and that's intentional. Like because people like
I went in blind. I didn't know.
Yeah, but people like you have said things like the movie scarred me. So like I'm not going intentionally.
No, we have to watch it.
Yeah, I mean I have to watch it, but like I would try to avoid watching it as much as I can because like yeah. Okay. Let's start with Director Park because. Like you said, he's most well known for Old Boy. He did Handmaiden as well. Because I haven't seen Old Boy, I really, really got to like know and appreciate him watching The Little Drummer Girl, which is like a, I think maybe 6-episode TV show he did in 2018.
Oh, was that him? I watched that as, what's
Florence
her name?
Florence Pugh.
The blonde. Yeah.
Florence Pugh, yeah.
I started that and I didn't finish it because I think, I don't remember why, but like it was very good. I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, so it's Florence Pugh, which was the first time I ever saw her. Florence Pugh, Alex Skarsgård, and Michael Shannon is also like a spy adaptation.
I was gonna say clearly he has a spy thing.
Yeah, that's a John Le Carré novel. Yeah, so and he's a great director.
Yeah,
and it's easy. You can even see it in this episode. It's easy to like pinpoint the flashy things he does. Like his editing is always great. His transitions are always superb. Like this episode, I think no, it was episode one, where he transitions from like the rotary phone into the wheel of the car. Like he's always interested. And as someone who loves great filmmaking, that's always going to be interesting to me. But I think even just on rewatch, I realized just how easy he makes this show flow, because like it's a dense, it's a lot of stuff that happens. Especially in that first episode, it's quite dense, because you're going like, you're flashing back during a flashback to another flashback, and like there's so much information that you have to keep track of, and he makes everything just work well. Some of his compositions,
it tied together nicely. Exactly. I thought it was a bit choppy at first. I was like, where are we going? Mm-hmm. But by halfway through, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm on the journey with you now.
Some of these compositions are just incredible. I remember the shot in the theater, in the cinema, where there's a shot of the captain and like Claude in the background, and then it reverses the captain and the general in the background. It's just showing you, obviously, his influences are actually the devil on both shoulders. But yeah, it was just, he doesn't direct, I think he directs 3 out of the 7 episodes, and then Fernando Meirelles was done, most of Sugar comes in to do 4, and then somebody else finishes the last 3.
I didn't even know he was
I just love his, I should mention that he also did the movie in 2022, Decision to Leave, so check that out as well if you're looking for international film. Let's start. What do you think of the show so far, 2 episodes in?
So I don't know where I sit with it just yet. So the pilot, I really like the pilot. I like the first episode. At the beginning, I was like, okay, I don't know where this is going. But halfway through, I was like, I'm on board. I like the story. I like the setup. I like the characters. I like the acting. Robert Downey Jr., I'll get to him. But like, I liked it all. And then the second episode, I thought it dipped a bit. I didn't think it was as good.
Okay. I agree with you.
The story moved nicely, but it wasn't quite as... Even the camera work, even the cinematography, I was like, it's a bit... You can tell they put in a lot of time with the pilot, and then for the... I don't know what happened, but it was like, okay, now we're just on set, we're just shooting.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was their mindset, but I do agree that season 2 did feel like... Not season 2, episode 2 did feel like a bit of a dip. But I think I'm on board. Let me do the plot. Let me just run through quickly the plot of the first 2 episodes for anyone who, obviously episode 1 was last week, because anyone who doesn't remember, or if, maybe you're listening to this later in the year and you don't remember what happened in the first 2 episodes of the show. So we start the show with the captain in a communist cell being asked to recount his days as a spy, but he continues to insist that everything he did was for the cause. We get an idea, considering how Vietnam, the war in Vietnam ended, that this is the North Vietnamese who have captured him. Then we are whisked away to 4 months before the fall of Saigon, and we meet his two superiors, the general, who's his South Vietnamese superior in the secret police, and Claude, his CIA superior. They are interrogating a North Vietnamese spy on asking her where she got a list of secret agents. Unbeknownst to everyone in the room, her contact is actually the captain. Then again, in, like I said, flashback with
plot twist.
Exactly, flashback within a flashback, we're introduced to the captain's two blood brothers, Bon and Man, and Bon's wife and young child. As things begin to get worse in Saigon as the months go by, Claude asks if Claude provides a plane for the general to take his family and his men, and then the general asks the captain to select his men, the men who will be allowed on the plane, and he allows Bon's family to join. And then Man informs the captain that you have to go to America to watch over the general. Captain doesn't like this, but he informs him that it's part of his job. I love that scene, because at first it sounds like Man is being like just the boss and like, this is what you have to do. But then he softens it by saying like, home is overrated. So you realize that all these guys are actually friends, and like he will miss his friend, but like the cause is what's most important, which is, I think, is very interesting about this show. Like, the cause is most important. Like, they know what they're
fighting for. Dedication.
Exactly. They know what they're fighting for.
Yeah.
And then on the way to the plane, in a harrowing sequence,
very dramatic sequence.
Yeah. Bond's wife and child are killed. And then we return to the captain in his prison cell as he remembers all of this. In episode 2, we pick up with everyone in America, and then we flash back to that time in Arkansas, where we see that the discontent amongst the people is growing against the general. The captain sends this information to Vietnam via way of his quote-unquote aunt, I think, in France. And then the general believes that there's a spy. And of course there is, but he's telling the actual spy that there is a spy. And he tasks the captain to go and like find who the spy is, which is kind of like the thread that carries along the episode.
I think they handled the tension of that quite well. Mm-hmm. Like the whole stress of, okay, I know you know that there's a spy.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to figure out how, like, okay, I'm going to give you a spy, but I'm the spy. I think they handled that. That was probably my favorite part of episode two.
Fair. Not the love romance with Sandra Oh.
Honestly, I did not expect that. I didn't see that coming. Mm. I'm waiting to see where that goes.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't mind it. I love it for Sandra.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen her since Grey's Anatomy days. I haven't seen her be sexy.
Even in Grey's Anatomy?
I haven't seen her be like...
Because, you know...
No, I said since Grey's Anatomy days. I haven't seen her like, really... Even, yeah.
I know Shonda Rhimes loves her a good interracial sex scene. So I'm surprised.
100%.
And yeah. So the general gets more focused on finding the spy and he brings in Claude back in. And then the captain decides that he's going to frame one of the members of the secret police, Dumpling. And then he brings in Bon, who has been in this kind of dazed funk ever since his family died.
His wife and kid died.
He basically, the episode ends with him asking Bon basically to help him kill this agent that he's framed. But yeah, so like I said, I agree with you. I think episode one is a stellar piece of work, actually. And it works better on the rewatch when you're not trying to keep track of everything. When you already know like who is who and everything, then it just lets it flow. It works so much better. And I do episode two did feel like a dip as well, but I think episode two is almost like a new pilot because like a new episode one because
we're moving. It's a whole new
location setup. Exactly. Yeah.
In America now, it's a whole, but that's probably why you could feel the difference because it's new. So you would think it would be more exciting. It'd be more happening, but it was just a bit, this is a controversial question, but Robert Downey Jr., while I was watching it two times, I was like, can this man really act or is he just really quirky and we like the vibe? Like it goes. But then once I was like, oh no, he can't. So now I don't know where I stand.
Okay. Let's do the RDJ topic now. First of all, yes, he can act. Let's not go there. Let's not do that.
Can he really?
Yes.
Because everything gives a variation of not even Tony Stark. Sherlock Holmes, that one this is.
No.
Everything is like
a weird variation
of that same character.
So, you mean everything in Sympathizer so far?
No, everything in his career safe.
No, I mean, he's very muted in Oppenheimer in terms of he's not doing Sherlock Holmes or Tony Stark in Oppenheimer.
He was doing Sherlock Holmes in a suit, trying not to, you know, political Sherlock Holmes. Let me not make too much noise. In Oppenheimer.
I don't think so.
He was good in Oppenheimer, but like, I didn't think, compared to everyone else, I was like, all right, he's holding his own.
So, Academy Award winner, Robert Downey Jr.
Not you giving his accolades to let us know.
We're not going to do this right now. But no, okay, let's talk about him in the show. Because for anyone who doesn't know, he's going to play multiple characters in the show. He's playing four.
Which is a choice.
Yeah, and let's talk about, so he's playing four characters, and they are basically the antagonists. Not necessarily villains, but they're described as the antagonists. They're the white American antagonists, right? So he plays Claude, who's the CIA agent. He plays the professor, who is like this, I'm a hashtag ally professor, and I know more about Japan.
You know those allies that are such allies, they're racist.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I know more about Japan and your heritage than you. I think he plays a filmmaker who is trying to make a film about the war in Vietnam. So again, I think that's kind of play on all the American movies that have been made about the Vietnam War. And it's where does it become appropriation and where does it become like paying homage? And then he plays a politician who is trying to go for the Vietnamese vote. So, and I think the idea, first of all, Park Chan-wook has said that the idea behind that was that they wanted all of them to show that they're all different faces of the American institution.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right. So like, that's why they all play. That's why he's playing the same character, is to be like, this is the same, just different faces of the American institution.
Yeah.
Right. But I also think the idea is, in terms of the performance,
but all the same sentiment, pretty much.
Yeah. And focusing on Claude, actually, when he first came on, I was like, oh, okay, that's a choice. RDJ, that's a lot. But, and this might, I don't know if this is my RDJ bias. I don't think it is. But like, as the episode went on, it felt like he went more into the wallpaper and became less of a thing.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, he's in, I think both characters are like three scenes in each episode. So they're not that common. And I think the idea is like,
but there are always three pretty major scenes.
Yeah, so I think the idea is like shock. Yeah. Like, I think it's intentional. Yeah. Like, he comes, because even the way it's shot, the way it's directed is like, let's show him, let's not shock, but this is a big appearance. And then he begins to recede into the background. So I think it's almost like the American way, where like, we come in with shock and awe, and then we become a lot more.
And then we're like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot more in the background. So I
just a looming presence.
Yeah, so I think every character is meant to be. And RDJ is like, RDJ was on SNL, right? So he's like, he does characters. He's someone that like does things like that. And I think like even here, Claude and the professor they have quirks, but they're not the same character.
Yeah, they're not.
They have different. They have different quirks, definitely. So I think idea is like,
and as soon as the professor appears on screen, you know, okay, that's another person. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different. Which is, I thought he did that pretty well. That's what I said. I don't know. I was like, okay, maybe this man can act.
He can act. This is not the debate we're going to... There are many things I think this podcast should be cancelled for. I don't want it to be this. This should not be the thing.
This is not the thing.
No, so as I reward that, I was like, okay, that's an interesting choice, because it's like, this is him. And then, he becomes the CIA guy. He becomes the scheming CIA guy, or like the... Especially in that gathering with the captain and all the quote-unquote Asian department, you could see like the professor feels a bit, I don't know if it's shunned or owned or whatever, but you could see him almost like receding, and he attacks Sandra O's character almost as a way to like gain dominance back in the exchange.
It was almost like a jealousy, like, damn, yeah, I'm just white.
Just white.
Just white.
Well, I mean, unlike Claude, who's 1/16th Negro. Just in case you didn't know.
That was... I've literally met at least a dozen people who, that's the same vibe. They look, they're white as hell, and they're like, no, but I'm like 1/72nd.
Are you being serious?
Cherokee.
Are you being serious?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
So when I heard it, I was like, I know who this character is. I know who Claude is.
How do you react when they say that to you?
I'm like, that's great. I'm 100% nigger. So like, can't relate to you. God, that's so good for you.
You don't know.
I have no mix.
If you had said that 2 seconds later, I would have given the most impressive spit take ever, because I was so close to drinking water when you said that. That's... I'm 100% nigger is incredible. It will be the new name of this podcast. So yeah, no, I am on board with what RDJ is doing, especially because I think if the other two follow the same format of like shock and awe, and then into the background, and
I can't wait to meet the filmmaker character, because I think that's probably one of my favorite things about this show. Because I've seen part of why in the beginning I wasn't that interested is there's so much Vietnam War content,
yeah,
but it's always told from the side of the white guys. So it was interesting to see how it actually affects like these people, the Vietnamese people. Yeah. So I'm interested. I'm looking forward to seeing when the filmmaker comes, what he's gonna do. Mm-hmm. Is it, what's that TV show that everyone, all the whites like, MASH? Is it MASH?
It is MASH.
Vietnam War as well.
I'm not sure if it's Vietnam or Korean. It's one of the wars. But
even that one, the fact that it's one of them, but all I know is there's barely any actual colored people in it. It's POC in it.
I did not expect a mash like name drop on this episode. I agree with you. And I think it's not only is it the first time we're seeing from this point of view, it's also the first time I think we're seeing about the war at the end of the war.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's more about the effect.
The aftermath.
Yeah, than, oh, these are the machinations that are happening to cause the war. It's like, okay, this aftermath. I mean, I think the scene where, in episode one, where the captain is telling people that are going, and then the dumpling has to pick between his daughter and his mom, which is like...
And he picked his mom. He didn't even think about so it long.
So you can always have another daughter.
Can have another kid. Meanwhile, throughout that thing, you know when like they're going and it's the mom and the wife on the bus and the wife is just sitting there. Your kid is... You, Sylvia, just come with it. You're like, okay. I was like, lady, no.
She can also have another daughter.
I will stay. Let my daughter go with grandma at least.
Fair.
Like, fair. But she was like, yep, I'm fine. We'll have another one. She looks so unbothered. She's like, come on, in-law. Like, let's go. Fuck them kids.
Come on, in-law. But yeah, I mean, even his mom's like, why am I here? So I think it's just...
She's having a horrible time.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that kind of like a... It's a sneak peek into like the horrors of decisions. I'm sure people had to make that kind of decision. Like, not everybody could live with what they wanted. So, Bon's father was killed by the North Vietnamese, and his wife and young child were also killed by the North Vietnamese, which means when he finds out about the captain's allegiances, that should be a hell of a fracture.
Yeah.
What are you...
In general, I'm excited to see where he goes. Because I feel like episode two, he was in recovery. He was dealing. Now, I don't know the spiral he's about to spiral, but I'm ready for it.
Yeah, well, he has a purpose now, which is to kill.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
That should be interesting.
He's going to enjoy it a bit too much.
Yeah, that's what's guiding him. What are you looking forward to? Based on what we've seen in the first two episodes, because I have no idea about the story. I don't know where it's going.
I'm intrigued. That's I'm sad basically, because I can't even start to think of, okay, where is this gonna go. I'm definitely excited to see what happens to the captain. I like him. I don't know if not the captain too, what's it called, the general.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I don't know what that makes me. I find him very interesting. I like the fact that in his mind, he hasn't quite accepted, okay, my general days are gone. I'm not in charge anymore. I'm actually an immigrant. So I want to see where that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if there's going to be any other attempts. Because again, I don't know anything. I barely know anything about the Vietnamese War, but much less what happened after. So the actual rough history of it, I'm interested in. I'm interested in the general. I guess there's more Robert Downey Jr. to come. That'll be fun. But no. just kidding. I want to see the filmmaker guy, definitely. But I'm sad. I don't know what is... I can't even begin to guess what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess he probably has to go back to Vietnam at some point, because you're wondering why he got captured. He didn't get captured from America, so it's like...
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also very curious as to why he's being... he clearly is being held by the North Koreans. He's being interrogated. They're not treating him great. Yeah. His cell, the whole thing looks very like he's a prisoner, but he's on their side.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued. Does that mean he's still a double agent? Did he switch?
Yeah, no.
At some point, your loyalties can't stay completely. So
I think you're asking the right questions. And I think it's even teased in episode two where it's like, are you sure you didn't like forget about your mission? Because of Sandra Oh, which, to be fair, there are worse things to forget your mission because of. So, like,
honestly, Pussy has been confusing men for years. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. What is country when there's
what is not is today? Country when there's woman? Yeah, I mean, look. We're just men. What more can you ask? We're simple. So I think maybe that could be it. And like, there has to be something that happens that like makes the North Vietnamese question his allegiances, right? And also, why does he go back to North? Yeah, I have no idea. I have no trajectory of where this story. I even thought like this whole there's a spy thing would last maybe like half an episode. I didn't know it would carry into episode three. So yeah, I'm very, very interested.
I thought it would end with like the war, so the fact that it's still ongoing, fair. I'm like, okay, when does this end for you?
Yeah, and I think it's interesting just to obviously see this point of view. It's a majority Vietnamese cast. Director Park is obviously South Korean. I think RDJ, and obviously I guess Sandra Oh is obviously American, but she's also of Asian descent. No, she's Canadian actually. So there isn't really much American. Yeah, there isn't much of an American lens on this show. So that's interesting.
My favorite part. That's one of my favorite parts of it. I don't want the white gays. I'm tired. I've seen it. I'm very happy for them. I like that.
Yeah. So yeah.
I also like that it's a war. Well, not really a war, but it's a spy war kind of series. But it's not too nitty gritty. It's not too, like, even when they were trying to escape, and there were like bombs dropping, and you know, it wasn't
very hands
too
flying around.
Gory. Yeah, it wasn't too, even like when they were, there was one bit that pissed me off, when Bond's wife and child died and he goes back and they have a whole moment, they're holding the body, they're crying. I'm thinking, if I'm on the plane, I'm leaving these people. This is not my business.
I was very surprised that they
stayed. But I like that they slowed that down and did that whole, to kind of, it's less realistic, but it's cinema. It's
and then I love the funeral. The funeral shot, I'm still not entirely sure if that was real or that was imagined, but I think it was real.
Even me, I'm not. That's what I mean. It's very dreamy.
Yeah, I think it was real, but it was very interesting because, like, you have the American corpses in the background, and they're all draped to the American flag, and then in front of them is just two wooden boxes. Like, it's just like, even in death, the Americans are managing to, like, separate them themselves and the others, and it's just two wooden boxes and they're nailing it.
Racism
and
prevails even in death.
Racism prevails. So yeah, I thought that was a nice shot and a nice scene, but I think it was real.
I think so.
I don't know. The captain is a strong man. I mean, I guess Bon has been through a lot. Because I'm like, at what point did you just slap Bon? I'm like, please, I need wake up. I can't keep showering you. It's a lot. I know we're blood brothers, like, but like.
But you need to. I still have a mission. Yeah. I still got shit to do. You need to rally.
You need to at least shower yourself. Like, I can't just keep on showering you. Like, cover.
But at the same time, you kind of get it.
Like, you 100% get
your wife and your baby. That bloody baby. That little bloody. I was like, oof.
Yeah, just said his first word as well.
Yeah. What was it? Avocado.
Avocado. Okay. I think we're both, like I said, next week we'll be joined by Kachi to cover the rest of the season. But yeah, I'm happy. I think there's something here. There's definitely something here. HBO 24. Dr. Park.
I think they're out there. They're so far so good, is what I would say for now. But as I said, A20, right now, the way the industry as a whole is missing, they can fall your hand at any fucking time.
Well, so, what were the A24 movies last year?
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Did you see Iron Claw? Did you see the Iron Claw?
No.
As Zac Efron.
But I heard it was trash.
No, it's not. What? Wait.
Really?
Where did you get that from?
I swear I heard it wasn't great. No. Or maybe it just was one of those ones that just came and went. Like, nobody.
It did. Yeah, that happened. But like people.
Not trash per se, but just dry.
No, it's a strong family drama. It's also quite emotional.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try. I can't remember where I read one shitty review and I was like, well.
Just the what?
Just put the first one down. I was like, well, but that's the thing. I read the one shitty review and then didn't hear anything. Well, I didn't see anything else.
Because they didn't really push it in the awards race. And I think it then got drowned out by all the movies that were going for awards. But like, because I think it did well in the box office.
Because I was intrigued. People went to watch it. I did want to see.
Yeah, no, I think you should definitely. I think it's out on digital now or streaming. So you should definitely watch it.
I'll give it a shot.
But yeah, I can't remember what other E24 movies
also
came out last year.
Last year, The Idol. That's what they are doing now. That's what your guys are doing now.
HBO last year was Succession and Barry. Let's calm down. The Idol and The Last of Us. So
I haven't watched. Okay, The Last of Us was good, But The Last of Us, I'm not going to give them credit for that. The game, that was never going to fail. It doesn't matter the network. The game is fire. The storyline is fire. The characters are fire. Even if CW had done it, it would have been decent. It would have been decent. So I'm not going to give HBO the props for that. But yes, I do admit the rest were... What is this thing? Succession. I didn't think The Last...
I'm not going to have this conversation with you.
No. It was good. Don't get me wrong. It was very good TV.
This is the wrong podcast to say whatever you're about to say.
I binged, so in order to prepare for the end of Succession, I binged all the other seasons. Season one is phenomenal television. 2, 3, 4 is all right.
That's no.
It's good TV, but storyline-wise, the characters are fire, everything is fire, but storyline-wise, it is only season one. Season two, nothing happens till the end. Season three, also nothing happens to the end.
Season two is the best season. It has
the most impact, yes. There's... But continuous every episode story-wise mastery, that's only season one. There's some episodes of season two that are like purely character based. So they're good, but then
season two has a run of, I think, Justice, Turnhaven, Safe House, Safe Room. No, I'm not having this. No, Tamara. This is the first time I've podcasted.
That's how you guys will see next week. I've been replaced. But listen, like, I can't work with this fool.
At least you think the show as a whole is good, but why not? No.
I think it's one of the best shows ever made. That one I know, but maybe that's why I had very high standards. Also, who are the guys that made it? I can't remember, but they're like English people. I don't think they have the ability. After 12, 13 episodes, they're tired. Everything else, you're stressing.
Yeah, it's not even like they're tired. It's like once they feel like they're done.
They're done.
Like, they're not trying to make it 10 season show. That's not happening. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
it was usually two 6-episode seasons and then Nangide Christmas special. That's it.
That's true. Yeah.
Anything beyond that, they're like, the story is just moving in a big.
Yeah. Okay. But, well,
it's good. I haven't watched last season of Barry, so can't speak to that yet. Yeah. I heard it wasn't funny.
Oh no!
But it was good.
Oh no! It wasn't funny.
And I was like, I need to be in the emotional states too.
I mean, it was great. I think it was my second best of last year. I can't remember. My third best of last year. It was great.
What was your best? What was your favorite?
Succession, and then The Bear. Oh, was it the other way around? No, I think it was Succession and then The Bear and then Barry. Yeah.
Succession to The Bear.
Oh no! But like, it wasn't like I decided that on the day. Like, it was neck and neck.
Okay.
Like, it was not clear cut. Like, the best season two is phenomenal.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So, like, I think we did like top 5 episodes of the year. Like, The Bear had 2 or 3 entries there. Like, no. Like, The Bear is, it was not like a, this is one and this is two thing. They were very, very close. But Succession is like one of my top 5 of the peak TV era. I really love Succession. So, yeah. Anyway, but
it's a good show.
Yeah, season two is the best season.
Even the finale. Oh, y'all gonna forget the finale?
The 8, 9, 10. So the election episode, the funeral episode, and then the finale. Oh, the election episode was phenomenal. Anyway, okay.
The election episode was brilliant. That was brilliant.
I think it was my best.
That
of the
one
season.
And when Logan died are my two favorite episodes of the season.
Yeah, election is my favorite of the season, definitely. That was painful. That was harrowing to watch. It's like, oh my god, giving 2016 flashbacks. Anyway, okay. So that's Sympathizer.
What a time. Sorry, we're don't back. Worry, don't we brought it back. We brought it home.
I mean, speaking of back, I think 2016 is back. Let's see what happens in November. 2016 might be all the way back. Yeah. Okay. So I think we're good. The two of us, 200% niggas. In your words.
200% niggas. That's the name of this episode. 200% niggas.
If I can't put it in title because they'll ban us the way they ban Submarriage. So let me... but yeah, no, thank you very much. I think this was a great discussion and I'm excited to watch. Obviously, like I said, Kachi will be back for next week and then we'll cover the rest of the season 3 to 7 and hopefully it's only... up from here. Yeah. I'm just intrigued because I have no idea. Like, I have no idea where the plot is going. Like, normally you have like a...
I can't see.
Someone, people like us who watch TV. Yes, you have a vague roadmap, but I have nothing. Like, I have no... because I think because it's happening at the end of the war. So, like, you just have no idea where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's no context for me. So, I'm just like...
So,
is good. They've done... The choices made are very good for this show so far.
And I mean, I guess we shout out the book. See. Obviously, it's based on the book, so... They have everything there.
Yes.
Okay. Tamara, thank you very much. See you next week to talk about episode 3 of The Sympathizer. And guys, thank you very much for listening. If you're listening, please rate and review, like I mentioned. Check out our other episodes as you wait for us to come back next week. And yeah, join us next week when we'll be joined by Oscar winner Daniel Kaluuya. Bye, guys.
Bye.